Kia ora and welcome back to the show. And boy, oh boy, it is just gross out there. Anyway, it is now time for Place of Play. And I'm here with Kate from Gap Filler. How are you this morning?
Very good, thank you, Liam. Yeah, a little bit damp, but good.
Yeah, a little damp. But luckily your office isn't too far away.
No, we're super close.
And you sprinted over. Anyway, I saw you taking your dog for a walk this morning. That was nice.
No poo in front of oncoming buses.
So oh, that's nice. That's
always
good.
A win. Yeah.
So anyway, tell me, what's been going on?
Well, I've kind of been thinking about play at the moment, just in terms of what else is going on in the rest of the country. Just kind of like to acknowledge what else is happening, but also how play can kind of be, well, it will be used eventually in kind of the rebuild and recovery, and just thinking back to Gapfiller's role within play and just how important that is, just to, and I think we're going to need that more than ever.
Yeah, absolutely.
As things progress. So yeah, I'm kind of, it's made me kind of a bit subdued about play, but also really kind of passionate again.
Yeah. I think in times like this, you know, it plays not your priority, but it's still so important as well.
Oh, totally, yeah. And you might find that there can just be a simple act of play, you know, in this kind of deep, dark moments, but that's almost enough to bring a bit of lightness and to see the light at the end of the tunnel.
Yeah, absolutely.
Kind of thing.
I totally agree. And it was quite interesting because I was talking to someone yesterday about the Student Volunteer Army, you know, how that was something started in Christchurch over a decade ago now for the earthquakes, and now it's got a presence in Auckland. And it made me think, you know, kind of the presence Gapfiller has, although very, I think, Christchurch to us, could be a very New Zealand thing, really, ultimately.
Yeah, and kind of worldwide.
Yeah, absolutely.
I think from adversity often comes play. And kind of the harder things are, the more you find in cultures around the world, the more they almost, kind of need play or crave it or make it.
So what have you been up to recently?
Well, we've just last week found out we've been successful with some funding through Australia and New Zealand.
Congratulations.
Thank you. So this is a collaboration with RMIT University, their Urban Play Lab. So they've rolled out this kind of urban art journey in Melbourne, and we're the very next city that it's coming to.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, so it's a collaboration with them, and then the funding we've got actually from Smart Christchurch and Christchurch NZ, the majority of that will be going towards local artists.
Fantastic.
So good. So it'll be kind of public artworks, but there'll be music because it's like an app, so it's like a journey.
Oh, right.
And you're asked to reimagine the world through urban play.
So interesting.
All the content will be created by local artists, but also it won't just be the app. We'll have like events and installations on the streets.
Yeah,
as well.
Right.
So that'll be happening all this year, and then we'll actually launch the journey in 2024.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, so it looks like that's probably rejigged your calendar for the year a little bit.
Yeah, because I think we put in the funding like 8 months ago or something. Wow. So the Australian Research Council is funding it as well, because we're going to do quite a lot of monitoring and evaluation, because you kind of need that to prove that play is good for you.
Yeah, ultimately you need kind of stats and evidence, don't you?
Yeah, yeah.
So lame, but it's important.
So yeah, there's that side of it, and so that went in 8 months ago, and it's kind of like, oh yeah, it probably won't happen, and then next minute you're like, ooh,
wow,
game on.
Oh, so cool.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so exciting. So this, what was it called again? An urban play lab.
Yeah, I know. Melbourne University.
What kind of does that look like in practice?
Okay, so I was in Melbourne in October last year, so I went in to see them. They're kind of like beside this lab with loads of people in like white coats, which is like the nasty bubbly chemically lab or something.
Oh,
and
right,
just across the hallway. And so they're doing like games that get put out onto the streets, and they've kind of do these like parklets, just taking over parking areas in Melbourne.
All right. Okay.
And part of the app, I think, was also using theatre performances as well.
Yeah, right.
So you're kind
of
on this journey with your phone, obviously, but you're kind of bumping into these real life people at the same time.
Wow.
Yeah. So it's like, I went in there, I think it was on a holiday or something. So it was two guys, Dr. Troy Innocent and another guy, just pottering away, making play. It's pretty cool.
Fun. Oh, yeah. I love that. What a day job.
I know. Yeah.
So. Would you be able? You probably can't actually answer this yet, but do you know what we should expect, kind of from our version of this?
Yep. So I did it. I did a tour in Melbourne.
Yep.
And, how could I explain it? So it's stories from Mana Whenua as well. So you're kind of sinking a bit deeper into that kind of story.
Cool.
There's some amazing music, and it takes you down kind of strange places.
Yeah,
there was
right.
a few little edgy moments, but it's still pretty cool where it takes you. And then some actual artwork that you end up interacting with.
Yeah, right.
So you can, you're sort of holding it up and then using it as a musical instrument and kind of playing.
Wow.
But I'm kind of, I suppose, a little bit more excited about what can happen on the street part of that.
Yeah,
as well.
Right. Mm. It's interesting, this concept, because I think it's comprehensive enough, but also flexible enough by the sounds of it, that it could kind of be applied to any city, really.
Yeah, so that we're going to be like the trial, I guess.
Cool.
There was one thing that was a bit, I'm not a gamer, like, I'm hopeless.
I
can barely drive a car, let alone game. But there was some creature that was part of this journey, and I got really cross with it.
Oh,
it kept telling me, like, walk this way. I was like, no, don't tell me what to do.
Oh, no, so
we might try and edit that somehow.
No one likes a bossy animation, you know? Yeah. Oh, well, that's all very exciting. Congratulations.
Yes, thank you.
Very exciting to see what comes from that. And you've got so many local artists to choose from
Good. So, we're starting some interviews with people, and that'll kind of lead forward into other artists that we'll be talking to. So, going to chat to Chris Herbert, who's done some amazing tours, because obviously she's the one to talk to. And also James from RDU
in the
music scene. So, we'll be starting these conversations.
Oh my God, that's so exciting. Now, tell me, do you have any events or anything coming up soon?
We've got something March the 10th, actually. We're going to be taking over the plaza in Tauranga with some slack lines.
So we're slack lines? The trapeze type thing?
Well, kind of. More like a tightrope, but slack.
Right, okay. Do people tie those between trees and stuff? Yeah.
So we're going to do it between
the library.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, my God.
And we've actually got permission.
Wow.
So that's the 10th of March, between 5 and 7. So we've got Fur and Diego from the Christchurch Slacklining Group coming down.
Wow.
They're super onto it. So we'll set it up, have a bit of music, and have some fun there.
So you're not going to try to do it yourself?
I'm more of a climber, less of a slack climber.
Oh, right.
So I'm actually going to be in Fiordland climbing.
Oh, wow. Yes,
but, don't let that stop you.
No. Now, tell me, this is kind of irrelevant, but is New Zealand a good place for rock climbing?
Yes, unless you're overseas. And then you're like, crushed it. No, I mean, New Zealand's terrible for rock climbing. But then once you're here and you can't go anywhere else, it's awesome, I reckon.
Oh, right.
Yeah. And I think it's got better. I mean, I grew up climbing here and it was always like, let's go to the States or Australia. But
yeah, right.
Yeah.
No, oh, I've learned something new about you. That's very exciting.
Mm.
Thank you so much for coming.
No worries. Thanks for having me.
It's so cool to hear everything that's happening. And it's so exciting to get, that wee peek through the door to the next thing as well.
State of play.
So there'll be an app to download at some point.
2024. I forgot my years there. Yeah, but there'll be stuff happening on the streets this year.
Cool. Yeah. Okay, well, we'll be sure to look out for that.
Yes, I'll keep you posted.
Yeah, brilliant. Hey, thank you so much for joining me this morning.
Thanks, everyone.